Grace and peace to you all from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome, friends, welcome, family, and welcome especially to the 2024 Zion Lutheran Confirmation Class. It's so good to have you here. Have you ever played the game of life? You know, the board game where you cruise around in a little car, spinning the wheel to make all sorts of important life decisions? Life was a staple in my household growing up. Not only did we have regular life, we also had life on the farm, Indiana Jones life, and SpongeBob life. I think SpongeBob was probably our favorite. Some things in the game of life you get to choose, like will you go to college or will you go straight into work? Other things, you have more choices, like will you buy a pet? In SpongeBob life, my brother and I used to always fight over who got to have Gary the snail. But you could also skip that and the inevitable expenses that come along with owning a pet. Other things in the game you don't get to choose. You have no control over the number you spin on the spinner and what space you land on. Sometimes things work out great, and other times, not so much. For most of you here today, at the beginning of your life, your parents had you baptized. They made a choice for you to participate in this holy sacrament and be reminded that you are a beloved child of God. At your baptism, your parents and sponsors or godparents made promises. They promised to be responsible for helping you to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring you the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach you the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in your hands the Holy Scriptures, and to nurture you in faith and prayer. This is a choice your parents made for you, a spin in your game of life you didn't have control over until today. Today, you've reached a pivotal space on your own game board where you have a decision to make. Will you affirm these baptismal promises? Over the last 3 years, you've studied many things in confirmation: the Old Testament, New Testament, Luther's Small Catechism. You've worked hard to keep up with the confirmation requirements of worship involvement, sermon notes, community service. You've gone to confirmation retreats, ending with Camp WAPO this June. You made stoles that are a brief representation of your faith journey and your faith life so far. But I think one of the most meaningful things we have you do is write a faith statement. This is a chance for you to articulate in your own words exactly what your faith means to you. One confirmand wrote, "My faith is like a compass, guiding me through the twists and turns of life. It helps me make choices by grounding me in my values and beliefs." Many students spoke of their faith in this way and how it is a guide to their lives, while others shared specific stories or moments that were important to them. Several talked about the impact of camp. One wrote, "Camp is most definitely the time in my life that I feel most connected to God. When I was at home, I wish I could feel the way I feel at camp." The confirmand shared this sentiment, speaking fondly of the memories playing games, spending time with friends, or having worship around the campfire. We got to hear students' favorite Bible stories. One confirmand said, "My favorite story in the Bible is the story of when David killed Goliath with nothing but a stone and his sling. I think of this as my favorite story because it shows how we can do anything when we have the power of the Lord with us." Faith is not always easy, which is something our confirmands are aware of and wrote about. One had this to say, "I used to view religion as a chore when I was little. Every Sunday, it was getting up, doing our hair, putting on a nice dress and church shoes. It wasn't until we had to move my perspective on God and religion changed. I prayed every single night. I didn't talk about it with my family, because for the first time, my religion felt like my own. From that moment on, it felt like I had somebody in my corner, rooting for me." How powerful to have someone rooting for you, however you are doing, knowing that the power of that love will never change. These stories and experiences highlight the diverse ways each of you connects with God and live out your faith. God has created each and every one of us with intention and purpose. As we heard from Romans today, we are one body in Christ, and we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. In the game of life, every player's path is unique, just as every member of the body of Christ has a unique role to play. Each one of you has been given different gifts and talents, and no one is more important than the other. Some of you are great speakers. You've got the gift of gab, and you connect with others easily and can make people feel safe and loved. Some of you are observant. Quietly, you sit back and you notice things, paying attention to all the small details in life. Some of you have uncapped enthusiasm and know how to lift the spirits of your friends or really anyone in a room. Some of you are writers, capable of expanding minds with the vulnerability of the truth in your words. But no matter who you are or what you're like, the body of Christ relies on all its members to function fully and effectively. Some of you might be called to serve in ways that others cannot, but your gifts together make us stronger in our shared mission. And hey, if Zion ever enters a church tug-of-war contest, I want these confirmands on my team. Your faith is a unique piece of the game board, and it's essential to the whole game. As you affirm your baptism today, remember that you are not only taking this step for yourself, but for the larger Christian community. Embrace your role in this community and know that you are essential and a beloved part of God's plan. May you continue to navigate the twists and turns of life with the assurance that you are never alone. Amen.